Stage one, the stage of knowing, is mindfulness. Mindfulness, the balancing spiritual faculty. That's fairly obvious. Stage two, the stage of outgoing, is faith, Shraddha. Stage three, the stage of letting going, is, of course, wisdom, Prajna. Stage four, the stage of growing, is the stage of meditation, Samadhi. The true Samadhi that contemplates reality and lets it fully affect you. And the last stage, stage five, compassionate activity, is Virya, energy in pursuit of the benefit of all. So these are the five faculties that are to be worked on all the time and to be balanced with each other. And Bhante finished his explanation of the five great stages in the seminar by saying how each of them is not just a faculty to be cultivated in your practice in general, but is something to be remembered every moment. In a way, he said in the Precious Garland seminar, this is a quote, "This is your spiritual life. All the other teachings on the Buddhist path are contained in this, in principle." So I'm going to use Bhante's words to explain these five moment-by-moment ways of practicing the five stages, of practicing the five spiritual faculties. But I want to borrow from someone else as well as Bhante, and that is Vasantara. And when Vasantara gave a talk on these five sort of precepts based on the five stages, he imagined something which I found really helpful. He imagined that they were being taught to us by the five jinnas, by the figures on the five sides and the top of the mandala of Borobudur. So one of each of those Buddhas sitting on the sides of Borobudur can be connected with each of the five spiritual faculties and with each of the five great stages. This is Vasantara's own contribution, this one. So this is how it goes. We start, surprising as it may be, we start with Virochana at the top. And Virochana, gazing from the very top of Borobudur over the surrounding countryside, he teaches mindfulness and integration. He is the gatekeeper that introduces you into the whole process. Whenever you're being mindful, you're in contact with the spiritual, or you're in contact with the transcendental. So you begin with this process. Well, I said it at the beginning of the talk. You begin by going for refuge to the Buddha, or to the possibility of awakening. And in the mandala, Virochana is the central, the basic Buddha, the illuminator, total centrality. He holds the golden wheel of the Dharma in his hands. And what is it that Virochana says? And this is the precept from Bhante. He says, or he demonstrates by the light of this pure, aware consciousness that flows from him. He says, keep up the effort to be mindful and aware, to be as together as possible at all times. Very simple, but very important. That's the first one to remember. Again, these five precepts, I've got them on the sheet that I'm handing out. Then we go to the western side and meet the great red Buddha, Amitabha, and we bathe in his warm, red light, like the light of the sunset, feeling the great love and compassion that pours from him as he sits deep in dhyana. And he says, remain in as positive an emotional state as you possibly can. Remain in as positive an emotional state as you possibly can. That's the second essential precept. Then we meet the imperturbable blue Buddha, Akshobhya, his fingers lightly touching the ground, a vajra in his lap, possessor of the wisdom which is like a mirror, guarding the gateless gate of spiritual death. And he says, do not lose sight of your ultimate goal at any time. Do not lose sight of your ultimate goal at any time. So remember, the reality, reality is right there. It's right here. It's next to us. We've just got to keep on orienting ourselves towards it. And eventually, we will finally allow it in. It's not a long way off. We need to keep that orientation going, that turning to it. Next, we go to the south, where we meet the rich, yellow Buddha, Ratnasambhava, the Buddha of increase, of fertility, of growth, of the sun risen to its height. He's the Buddha associated with midday, the brightest sun. And he holds the jewel of the bodhicitta in his lap. Beauty created by immense transforming forces deep in the rocks. And what he says is, his teaching, whatever you've realized or discovered or seen on the highest level of your being, whenever that was, try and apply that to your practice at every level. Whatever you've realized at the highest level of your being, try and apply that to your practice at every level. So we already have these insights. We already have them. But hold them to your heart. Apply them to your life. Don't forget them. They're so important. They're so precious. And finally, at last, we reach the Green Buddha of the North, Amoghasiddhi. And he's the completely perfected man, cradling the double vajra of completeness in his lap. The Buddha of skillful action, born through the sky on shang-shang birds, clashing their cymbals. He's infallibly successful. So his admonition to us is, do whatever you can to help other people. Do whatever you can to help other people. So these five little teachings are very, very simple and basic. But what Bhante says is that with those, you can be sure that all the necessary aspects of your spiritual life are in place. A very useful little list for remembering, I think. And this is the way that Vasantara presented these sort of pith teachings of the five great stages. I'll just read them out again in Bhante's words from the seminar. He says, all the time, every day, one has got five things to practice as best you can simultaneously. One, one keeps up the effort to be mindful and aware and to be as integrated as possible. Two, one remains in as positive a mental state as one possibly can. Three, one does not lose sight of one's ultimate goal at any time. Four, whatever you have realized on the highest level of your being at any time, you try to apply this to practice at every level. Five, you do what you can to help other people.